Well, welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. Huddle up and buckle up and ride along with us here with our cool sports topic show. We're now going back to South Bend, Indiana for our Notre Dame football report, which we do every Tuesday and Wednesday night. But Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. This segment is brought to us weekly by Station Casinos, STN Sports App, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in the state of Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state by going to stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Now let's bring in the All-American and the captain of the 1973 National Championship team, Frank Pomerico. Frank, good evening to you.
Coach, great to be with you as always. We've had some really cool weather the last couple of days. Yesterday was around 39 degrees. Couldn't believe it. And it got up to a high of about 65. But today it got up to around almost 80. And for the rest of the week, it's going to be pretty warm. So the people from Texas coming up here are going to feel more at home than it would have if they were in the 30s at night. But right now, the leaves are changing. The weather is starting to get crisper and not as much humidity. So we're kind of feeling that change of season that's coming. And the leaves show us that it's not going to be too long. But James and I have been discussing over the week off, James Amine and I have been discussing, how is Notre Dame going to get back on the right track? You know, one of the things that they only lost by 3 points in a visiting park down in Miami Beach there and at the Hard Rock Stadium. And the thing that really got us was that the team kind of took it personally that they lost this game. You know, they felt that they were a big reason why this happened. It wasn't because they didn't give a lot of effort. They did. But maybe they could have done a few things differently. Maybe the offensive calling could have been a little bit more down the field as far as the passing game. Maybe they should have established a run a little bit better. James was talking about how great of a runner Jeremiah Love is, and everybody knows he's a great runner. So we were surprised that he didn't get the ball more. I think he only touched it 10 times as far as rushing the ball. And Price, he had the ball for only 6 times and had 45 yards. So not really earth-shattering numbers in regards to the running game. However, we did find one thing out in that game against Miami. We do have a quarterback, and that quarterback is C.J. Carr. He's done a great job in leading the team. He had great poise. He had great leadership. And I think even when he wasn't playing exactly up to par, he was getting rid of the ball in a way that it was showing that he knew what he was doing. He may have looked awkward at times when he was trying to get rid of the ball, but he knew what he was doing. So our receivers are doing good. We need to go down the field more. And I think if we can establish that and get more into the game with the offensive and defensive line, get into it faster and not wait and see what happens, then I think we're going to be in a much better shape.
Well, you know, Frank, you had a bye week, had a chance to heal up and work on becoming a better football team, which they will do, but you better be, because you're taking on a team that's 2-0 in Texas A&M that you beat up there last year by a point, and I know they're going to be raring to go now when they get into South Bend.
Well, Coach, Mike Elko is no stranger to South Bend, Indiana. He coached here, and he knows South Bend pretty well. He knows Notre Dame pretty well. But the thing Texas A&M has for them is Mike Elko. He sets a culture of winning. He sets a culture of doing things the right way. Last year, they were 8-5. A little disappointing, but they didn't have the people they wanted at the skilled positions quite yet. They lost to Southern Cal in the Las Vegas Bowl 35-31, so it was a barn burner of a game. And we know how great of an offense Southern Cal has. But I think this year, they're a team that is really shored up on their offense. I was talking to James about this, and he was very impressed with Marcel Reed, their quarterback. who's thrown for over 500 yards in just two games, and he has seven touchdowns already. Coach, this guy can also run the ball. He's not a huge guy, but he's somebody that makes things happen. You know, when you look at their people that are coming back, they have seven on offense and eight on defense. Now, Elko has always been known for the defenses he has and the ball control offense that he produces. So it's going to be interesting to see what he's done with some of the portal people he's received. Carver has 13 catches. He's number one. Concepcion, number seven, has nine catches. Bethel Roman has, he's number three, has four catches. Busey has five catches. Coach, they got a plethora of receivers that last year had big, tall guys who can catch the ball, but they weren't going to cause any space in between you and the defensive backfield. Now they have these players, and they can be very dangerous. So Notre Dame is really going to have to shore up on defense to make sure they can corral these guys.
You know, Frank, you open with the ACC, and maybe one of the best teams in the AAC. I'm not sure yet. It's too early in the season. And now you go to the SEC, another powerful conference. And in these two conferences, especially the Southeastern Conference, the battles that you mentioned earlier are done in the offense and defensive lines. Your thoughts on these battles for this coming weekend?
Well, I think their defensive line for Texas A&M is not quite up to speed as it was last year. They had three guys that moved on to the NFL. But they do have a fellow named Howell who already has three sacks. Last year, he had nine. And we also have Williams, the linebacker, who has one sack as well as nine tackles. So they have this is only two games. York had 82 tackles. He's a linebacker from last year, and he has 12 already this year. And Radcliffe has nine tackles as a defensive back. He's number three, and he has three interceptions. So last year he did. So they have some experience on defense. And I think offensively, Notre Dame's line really has to step up and develop some holes for Love and Price. If they can do that, these guys are going to run wild because they have speed. They have they can break out of a line of scrimmage and really hurt a defense. They both can. I'd like to say that one is much better than the other, but Love is an explosive halfback, and so is Price. He gets out there and he kind of scoots to the outside, and he can run. So sometimes I think Price has had a little trouble holding on to the ball. Last week he fumbled, but I think if these guys can hold on to the ball and Notre Dame can establish a running game, keep the ball away from Marcel Reed. If they can do that and his talented receivers, then I think Notre Dame has a good chance to win this game. Will it be a close game? I think it'll be close. I think it'll be closer than last year, which was 23-13. This year could be a little closer. It could be 24-17, and it could go either way. But I think Notre Dame will have the edge because they're at home. They have great enthusiasm to be productive now that they lost that first game. Coach, if they drop another game, it's going to be very tough for them to get into the playoffs. If they win, they have a great chance of continuing to win and get that formula to a point where they know how to win every week. They have Southern Cal ahead of them. They have Syracuse ahead of them. They have North Carolina State ahead of them, which are all good teams. And so they also have Boise State, all great teams from the past. But Notre Dame should be able to win those games. A lot of them are at home. So we're excited about this weekend and also the weeks to come because it's going to be some great football. James is awful excited. He was at a concert last week getting warmed up in the stadium. They had a Zach Bryan in for a country western concert. Coach, they had like 85,000 people there. and it was exciting. Some people have never seen Notre Dame Stadium, and they had a ball. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens this week. There's going to be great enthusiasm for this night game.
You know, Frank, I had an opportunity to look at the video with James there in the stadium. I did not know that on the bye week that you can go in there and have, a concert like that with 85,000 people and then get the field ready to go again this Saturday.
Yeah, well, Coach, they have a great ground crew. And, of course, it's not like the old days when you have grass fields. These are all the turf fields, and they're able to add rubber in between the blades and get it up to speed real quickly. So Notre Dame is a gorgeous stadium. They have a beautiful board that they can watch replays on, and they actually watch movies there too. So when the students come back to school, they'll always play a movie that'll get them excited about being back to school. So it's a fun campus to be part of, and it's also a tremendous stadium. So we're excited to have this. It's much different than when I was here. When I was here, there was only 59,000. Now they fit somewhere around 80,000 people, and it is just the tops. It's really a great stadium. It has class, has character, and they have beautiful buildings that are attached to the stadium that provide a student union, and also they have classrooms on the other side. So it's a really neat place. Coach, you need to come out and see a game.
Frank, I do. I say I watch it as much as I can on television, as everybody will be doing nationally this week. Again, I want to wish you and James the best of luck, and all the Notre Dame fans there in South Bend and wherever they fly into, to one of the smallest, biggest airports in the world on game day in South Bend, Indiana. Frank Pomerico, my man, I know you're fired up already for this big home opener. We want to thank you and James for all of your help with your Notre Dame football report and wish you the best of luck.
Coach, thank you very much. I look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you very much. And again, we want to thank our sponsor for the Notre Dame segment, that is Station Casino's SDN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in the state of Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state. Just go to stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. If you want to hear more topics and talking football, well, my coverage of college football continues each Monday as I join Ryan Abraham on the Peristyle podcast for discussions of the Big Ten Conference and USC Trojan football. Go to uscfootball.com, that's uscfootball.com, and at Coach Harvey Hyde, and huddle up and buckle up, and you'll be able to catch everything. So buckle up, run along with us. We'll take this short time out, and why don't we highlight a team that had a huge weekend in Las Vegas this past week. That's the Rebels from UNLV with their big victory over UCLA. So our friend Mark Wallington will be joining us in a moment, so buckle up. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. We'll be right back.